This is Israel 18 Muse with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and inviting. Jerusalem is enjoying a sunny afternoon, while Haifa sees a mild breeze. It's a perfect day to be outside and enjoy the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, weekend strikes kill several Hamas operatives, including October 7th invaders, IDF says. This report comes from the Times of Israel, 4 hours ago. Also, Finland and Israel quietly extend their defense agreement for 10 years. This development was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the new security alliance between Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan is set to convene. Walla reported this 3 hours ago. Separately, IDF kills Hamas terrorists in Gaza, including an October 7th perpetrator. JNS provided details earlier today. And finally, the untold story of El Al's wartime resilience comes to light. This feature was covered by JTA from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted 5 days ago that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's antisemitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, reported that the Netherlands representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows recent anti-Israel measures. Belaz News noted that Dutch diplomats will leave Israel after a new law banning trade in products beyond the Green Line was enacted. The diplomats have 1 week to leave. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF targeted Hamas operatives, including those involved in the October 7th attacks. This action included precise munitions to minimize civilian harm. The region remains tense as military operations continue. Turning to the defense agreement between Finland and Israel, this extension, reported by the Jerusalem Post, signifies a deepening military cooperation amid ongoing conflicts. Despite opposition in Finland, the deal highlights strategic ties between the two nations. Meanwhile, the new Security Alliance's first meeting is set for tomorrow in Istanbul. Walla reveals that Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan aim to discuss military cooperation, marking a significant shift in regional dynamics. This could redefine alliances and power structures in the Middle East. Elsewhere, JNS details the IDF's targeting of key Hamas figures in Gaza. This includes a perpetrator from October 7th and another hiding in a hospital. The operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's leadership. Civilians in Gaza remain at risk as tensions escalate. Finally, JTA reports on ELL's resilience during wartime. Despite threats of bombs and airstrikes, the airline continued operations. This resilience showcases the determination of Israel's national carrier amid challenging conditions. On the economic front. First, Walla Business highlights new recovery payments in Israel. The daily recovery rate in the private sector will rise, potentially entitling people to more funds. Separately, CTEC reports on venture capitalist Oren Ziv's advice for Israeli startups. He warns that incorporating in the US might be more beneficial than in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the electric company is using AI to handle undelivered mail. This move aims to cut costs from returned mail, which amounts to millions of shekels annually. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.